So I was just going to make this first part kind of brief, but I wanted us all just to say who we are. So my name's Sleestak, and I like to mess with stuff a lot. Anyways, I'm a little incoherent, so bear with me a little bit. I haven't slept for 3 days or something like that. But we do have a project happening on the mezzanine level. It's if you get on stairs or up the escalator, depending upon which way you go. Yeah, we're going to be here all weekend. Basically, you go past the security booth, take a right, and we're down there. But come on down and make free phone calls all over the planet and do some other fun things. And we're going to add features literally every day throughout the conference so nobody gets bored with it. Anyhow, my background's basic. I like to mess with things. I started messing with computers in 1980. Done bits and pieces of this, that, and the other in mechanical and optical and hardware, software design. And this is my cool project sidekick thing. So, next.
How you doing? I'm Beav. Me and Sleestak actually started Telefreak. And what year was it? I don't even remember now.
It's 2003.
And basically, it was kind of never really meant to be a club or anything like that. It just sort of kind of ended up that way. And we all kind of started teaming together on different projects, writing software together, like GIDS, different panels. And I wrote like iWar and stuff like that. And we'd, you know, do lots of war dialing and strange stuff. But anyway, so we originally started out as kind of a free voicemail, anonymous voicemail kind of system that, you know, people could use. Being if you're a drug dealer or whatever, who knows who's what people use it for nowadays. But so people could get on there and, you know, set up free voicemail accounts and use it anonymously and not worry about any kind of logging or anything because we don't enable any kind of logging. And then it kind of starts expanding out into conferences, and we started inviting a lot of people to call in from pretty much all over the world so that we could all discuss like projects about Asterisk, any kind of general hacking kind of stuff, phone freaking, whatever that we felt
cooking.
Like. Cooking was a big one. So,
yeah, actually, we met
inception to be something about robots having sex, if I recall?
Yeah, no, it was. Yeah, originally it was going to be pretty much a line that you called where you got some text-to-speech back, and it was kind of like this weird...
Telephonic.
And interesting Easter egg on the Telefreak PBX, if anyone's interested.
Yeah, it's still there, isn't it? Yeah.
You can dial 69 as a hidden Easter egg.
No, it's not hidden anymore.
No,
it was,
thanks a lot.
Well, that kind of happens occasionally, you know.
Well, not as a shameless plug or anything, but I met Beav through the Death Row Cluster. I don't know if you guys know what that is. Anybody know what that is?
Oh, sweet.
Hell okay, cool.
Yeah.
It's an awesome thing because actually there aren't that many open VMS systems that you can mess with
that are reliable
out there. And by the way, OpenVMS doesn't have any random number generator. Don't know if you knew that. But anyhow, I like messing with it a lot. And Beav runs a place. He owns a place, actually.
Right.
And he started that a long
time
ago.
We pretty much met through that. And then you started bringing up telephone stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, we got in a fight on the node system.
Right.
Yeah.
Nerd fight.
Yeah. It's a little skirmish, you know.
Yeah.
Anyhow, we like to hang out on the telco channel there in the node system, which is essentially a text BBS for the most part.
Yeah.
And it's internal to the OpenVMS cluster there. But we used to hang out in telco and talk about this, that, and the other. And we had another friend named Robot who was like, hey, man, this Asterisk thing's pretty cool. You know, this is about 2003 or so. And so we started messing with it. And found
this was when it was really incredibly buggy software.
Brands.
But then again,
kind of still is.
That was just about to say.
That's all right. I love it.
When did that change?
Yeah,
it's always in beta, but it's cool. You know, so is Microsoft Windows. So, yeah. no comparison there. But anyhow, we took on Asterisk as just something interesting to look into, and it turned out that it would do all kinds of things that we had always wanted to do as kids that we would have gotten thrown in jail as kids for doing.
Actually, ironically, the only reason I started using it was I couldn't get my my SIP phone to work, and I had a choice between SIP proxy or Asterisk to use it, and I of course picked the much more complex one to set up and get working. So
well, that's generally how you do that when you
Awesome. Well, let's introduce everybody else. I mean, go down the line, man.
I guess it'd be my turn. For the three people out there who actually listened to Off the Hook, you might recognize me. I'm not Kevin. And And I kind of came into the scene on Telefreak once they started getting their act together and got the conference together. And I was more
when
or less...
When did that happen? When did we get...
I have no idea.
Yeah, like, when did he show up? I don't quite recall.
I was kind of brought in as the guy who breaks everything. And especially yeah. GID software.
Oh, man.
I can't name the number of times I was banned from the conference for breaking all the
like,
panels.
At least a dozen times now, I swear.
At least.
He still doesn't have a big panel.
Yeah, they took away my admin rights.
Yeah, we took away his admin rights, yet he still gets us onto panels at Hope, so who knows.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, actually, Telefreak was launched at Hope in 2004.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was kind of like a combination of things that happened, but... essentially, we came out here to meet up because we had never met, and I didn't know what Beav even looked like, and he didn't know what I looked like either, and so we ended up like meeting up in the lobby and went to the conference and saw a bunch of great stuff, of course, and been coming back ever since. Sorry to see it go. I have heard, though, that technically the Hotel Penn is going to be around for years.
Forever.
So whatever.
So much for the last hope.
They ruin it.
Oh, sorry.
I'm the rodent. I go by Rat Man or whatever. I always have names like that. Let's see. I've known this guy for a long time. What, 10, 15 years, something like that?
It's been 10 years.
10 years. So when they started up these projects, I mean, I'm involved in a bunch of things. Amateur radio. I support the 2600 RSC network. And so when these guys started up this thing, I always tried to help out wherever I could, whether it was breaking their stuff or offering some equipment or bandwidth or whatever, you know, whatever I can to help them out. So. Also, some of the fun things is I get to kick this guy when he gets out of control. I'm like a moderator, so I also sit out there to encourage people to talk and use it and encourage intelligent conversation and then get rid of the non-intelligent conversation. So I help out in some of those respects with Telefreak and whatnot. Yeah. So.
And Jay Falcon, you want to say anything real quick?
Sure.
So we can move on.
I'm Jay Falcon. You know, basically I found Telefreak, what about, 2004, 2005. Mostly through the Death Row Cluster, Telefreak, got involved with the community. That it's really become a community in there,
yeah,
in our IRC channel and places like that. But even more so on a teleconference because you talk. I mean, you can talk to these people. I mean, most people just sit there and they type, and you got Instant Messenger, you have IRC and all that, but you never get to hear the voice.
Yeah, you don't get any depth until you talk to them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, back in the day when I was freaking, you know, when. You know, pre-internet, I guess.
Yeah.
They were, you know, we had two Alliance teleconferences, and we would call 0700 numbers or 1700 numbers all the time, and I was in there with, like, Vaxbuster and Rogue Agent, all these people, and Telefreak sort of brought some of that back because, you know, you can develop that community again and, you know, really have a good time doing it. And, you know, so I got more involved with the community, started, you know, with Sleestack and Beav, you know, we both have our interests in older computers, older systems, you know, the VMS system, X25, with Rodent, there's radios, of course, and, you know, he's been around the block a few times, you know, and then, you know, the rest of it just sort of all came together, and, you know, like much like Rodent, I'm sort of a fill-in guy. You know, we all have our strengths and, you know, draw from different backgrounds, but all comes to one. And just like we have Project Telefreak now, you know, it, you know, just really kind of pulled it out of hat at the last second.
Yeah, one time or another, too, and most of the time, none of us really live anywhere near each other. No. Other than these two guys.
Yeah.
But that's,
yeah, and the only means
new,
of communication
so.
Was
oh,
like...
that's only in recent times.
Yeah.
I'm Gid. Hi. Yeah, I'm generally the asshole that tends to kick people off of IRC and off the panel and anybody who tends to be a general nuisance. I'm responsible for writing about 90% of the software that you see on Telefreak, aside from Asterisk itself, which Digium has done an awesome job on. But
if you say so.
These guys are... They came up with a really cool system really early on. I got a chance to be a part of it back in 2003. I had just graduated high school, and I was just kind of playing around with Asterisk, just tinkering with VoIP. Came across 2600Net, just kind of played around with that. And Rodent introduced me to Sleestack and Beav at... actually, I don't think he introduced me to Beav at the following DEF CON, but two DEF CONs later, I met Beav. But I'm from the West Coast, and I generally attend DEF CON. I'm not really New York side. But, yeah, it's been a really interesting ride so far. And really
you used to call in very early on and hang out with
Tron. Oh, yeah.
Tron.
I used to hang on for hours.
Would hang out and have a good old time. And we were all
like,
good.
I remember,
so you listened to Tron endlessly, dude.
Yeah, like I'm one of diapers. Few people who are still in the conference world who actually know of Tron. And
fortunately, he's still in jail.
Is that officialized yet?
In custody.
Like, I know that his release
Bureau
date is sometime this month,
December.
But if anybody can verify this for me, I'd appreciate it.
Well, you feel like you're in danger or something? Or?
Well, you know, that guy's pretty spooky. You know, I've kicked him off of maybe 2 dozen payphones and
Spastic. He's used to that, though.
So. Well, this is why we have the world's only hacker dog.
That's Sid.
He specializes in packet sniffing and intrusion detection. And he does do authentication once you've been packet sniffed.
So. Nice. Nice.
So he takes care of it, you know.
And Rodin sent me a great picture of Sid rack mounted on a 19-inch rack.
He has 19-inch and 23-inch convertible rails. He's pretty versatile. He works on pretty much anything.
So you guys mind if I give a little background on what we're doing right now?
Yeah, go for it.
We should go ahead and do that.
Yeah, you can probably explain it better than I can.
Yeah. We'll see. You know, I'll do
we'll
my
see.
Best.
Yeah, I can probably do more technical, but you can give the broader stroke.
Right on. Well, just go back to the original intention of Telefreak in the first place for me.
Robots
personally.
Having sex.
Well, that was, you know, early. But the original intention behind the voicemail system was where it started was to kind of develop a Swiss bank account for voicemail where we don't know who you are and we don't want to know. And, you know, people have criticized that a little bit here and there, not too heavily, but a little bit. Just being like something that, you know, terrorists might use or whatever. And
well, fear the people that fear your privacy.
Well, the thing is that, you know, the terrorists use AT&T's networks all the time, so I don't really see what the point is, you know, whatever you think a terrorist is, you know. So anyways, the whole idea was an anonymity, right?
Yes.
And so anyhow, we're extending that idea here and also one other part of it, which is essentially Telefreak is built out of used and acquired machinery. Beav donates the bandwidth because he's got it, and also the electricity as well, and a lot of expertise, of course. And then we all donate our time and energy and ideas. So this project here at Hope this year is similar, and you know, we tried to work on it here and there before we got here, but essentially we all kind of knew it was going to happen last second because no matter how well you plan something, it just doesn't necessarily go that way, although the effect can be the same.
Right.
So when we got here, we actually started working on it here and there. I waited for the network to come up. And
Several times.
Which is, you know, it's working awesome now. Those guys are dynamite.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you very much if you're out
Props
there.
And but, knock.
The knock guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Knock's awesome.
Hitman.
Yeah. So anyhow, basically everything that's built here at the conference that you can use at your leisure is made out of garbage. And I mean that.
Well,
it's actually used.
I got in Dallas. I mean, that's...
Right. No, totally. I mean, everything on site that we set up here is... You know,
recycled telephones.
It is. It's all recycled.
Recycled phones.
Yeah. It's all used or given to us or just happen upon it or whatever. Even the Ethernet cables, which we had to replace quite a few of. So some of those are new. But anyhow, the whole theory behind it was just to create something fun and useful for the conference. And so I'm hoping that we actually are achieving that in
on
some small part.
Budget,
so.
Yeah, if you guys think of any features and whatnot, we can always get this guy to code it.
Yeah, give us your ideas. We'll do them. We'll try to do them.
Yeah, just don't point at me.
Yeah, basically, I'm the weirdo who just kind of sits there, takes up your ideas, and kind of makes them work.
And then you ship them back to us, and then we break them.
Yeah, and then you break it, and then I bitch and drink more beer and throw beer bottles
we
at you.
We send you beer, dude.
Well, essentially, it's split up into two separate servers. We have a server here locally, here at the NOC, for services like outbound dialing, international dialing, whatnot. And then we're also kind of starting to integrate some little games and some little funness into it so that, for instance, like we have just at the local server here, if you can just tell the system, just dial something interesting. And you might get a Virgin Airlines mobile phone where, you know, it calls up and says, we're connecting you to the aircraft now. Or, you know, you might get...
Eiffel Tower
pay phones. And so we have a whole list and randomly picks out. So even if you don't know anybody you want to call. Just let the system decide to do it for you.
You will
and
be
then
talking
to
someone.
You might find yourself surprised and be like, wow, that's really silly. Or,
yeah, actually, let me clarify how you dial that right now, too. Because essentially, the way that the features are going to work throughout the conference is you dial 9 if you want a feature, or you just dial out. So you can dial 011 or 1 and your number, and it'll just call whomever you're dialing.
Right, 011 international.
So. Yeah, if anyone's dialed the elevator system, we could link that into Asterisk so you can talk to people in the elevators. You know, people are getting stuck in them, so you will get the chance to talk.
Don't we still have a bunch of old elevators from New York?
Elevator relief is cool.
Yeah.
So anyhow, if you guys have any questions too, feel free to ask them anytime you want. Yeah. Like even now.
Now this whole system here, like we literally started putting it together 2 days ago here, right?
Last night actually.
Last night, really? Yeah. More about maybe 3 o'clock in the morning or so.
Not yet.
Yeah, no, not
except for the ITU.
Well, technically, we're not an internet service provider, and we're not providing actual pay-for service.
Or
so we
telco
don't have
services.
To live up to any obligations of anybody, as we're classified as a hobbyist service. So, being as that we're just playing around, we're technically in the free and clear for the moment.
And interesting enough, we have caught on. We used to have a lot of different conference numbers, like you know. We set it up insanely kind of ridiculous, but like people who are interested in electronics go to this one room, and then we realized, you know, if you're interested in Linux, go to this one room, and it was kind of stupid, so we kind of put it back to just a couple of general conferences. Mm-hmm. And we noticed one day that some people were on the conference. What were they doing there, good?
Something about Western Union credit card numbers.
Yeah,
some
and
kind.
We quickly took care of that.
Yeah.
But so
basically, we didn't drop their docs. We didn't reveal them to the feds. We didn't do anything stupid like that. What we did, we simply just banned them from our system.
But the point is, like the voicemail thing, actually, we don't know what most of it's used for. And, you know, some of the criticisms that I've heard is like, you know, well, what if drug dealers are using it? I'm kind of like, yeah, and so
they're citizens too. They don't get free service.
Yeah,
drug dealers need a voicemail as well.
Actually, I guess what we're saying essentially
dealers
is that
need voicemail too.
We can get in trouble for anything these days. I mean, there's really no way to follow all 7.5 million laws across the states and the feds and all that. I'm not really sure if that's humanly possible. I'm sure you could look it up if you spent the rest of your life doing just that or something like that. But we're not breaking the law, man. We're offering a service.
Really,
it's free.
Really?
However you use it is your business. So
yeah, we're not interested in...
I wasn't saying that you were breaking the law, but I was saying that if they, let's say there was an investigation that led them to your service, you know, could they just come and say we want all the voicemail?
We don't have any logs of any of that, so...
Yeah.
We don't, and they could do that. Because they can do whatever they want.
Yeah. Now, Telefreak itself does not actually log any call detail reports. We do not actually parse our own CDR records
voicemail.
On the conference or on the,
we don't
on the
want
public
to
PBX.
Know.
Basically, what you can do is you can essentially ban the caller ID number or name of any given person through the blacklist function in Asterisk.
And keep in mind, these guys are complete tools.
Oh, yeah,
and
like,
so
one guy was practicing his rap on the bridge one day.
Oh, yeah, he was doing that. Yeah. He was rapping on the bridge. We listened to it for a little while. It was great. He was terrible.
Yeah.
Could someone who has an Asterisk server on their side falsify their caller ID?
Yes. And that has been a trouble of ours in the past, but through network means, for instance, IP tables, we can literally just drop their IP address. So at that point, you just have to re-up your IP address. And for most people, that's more of a pain in the butt to reset your cable modem than to...
They get bored and move along. So
it also takes a little bit of diligence just to keep
also,
moderating the conferences, because then when they come back once or twice and there's still someone kicking them out, then they're like, "Arr," and they...
Yeah,
run out of
also,
resources and
also we
up.
Found ways of annoying people who annoy us too. So
very easily.
You should tell them about the different ways that we can transfer people.
Yeah, we have a number of different extensions, so we call them, that we can toss people if we don't like them, for instance.
The Tool 42 and 6.
46 and 2.
46 and 2.
Nah, just a stupid song of mine. I have an old RIAA recording of basically somebody prank calling the RIAA.
Banana phone.
There's the banana one? Phone, Rafi's banana phone.
Of course. Now, the one that I always wanted to do was get, like, me, you, and Sleestack on there and just record a conversation with us so that whenever we transfer them off the conference, they still think they're on the conference.
So if somebody is, like, sitting there toning the conference for, like, a few hours
straight. We did that.
Oh, okay.
We actually didn't do a recording, but it was just like the conference, and basically based on caller ID.
Right. And basically the idea is that they'll think they're still toning the conference when in actuality they're like, I'm getting those guys.
In reality, they're just talking to themselves.
They're toning a black room full of nothing. Yeah, it's awesome.
Huh? Yeah.
Well, we mute people all the time. But
muting works well. They don't know.
Muting tends to be more of a first-time offense. Like, if you're just, like, echoing, for instance, a lot of people call in through VoIP phones for the first time through their computers, and they'll just automatically, like, just have a speakerphone and a pair of speakers just set up, and oftentimes they just create a nice echo on the conference.
Yeah, there's lots of ways that you can get on the system, either via DID or direct by IP address, via IX or SIP. And so a lot of people are experimenting with it. They're like, ooh, voice over IP, and they Google, and eventually they'll find Telefreak, and so we get them on there a lot of times, and so they get like me and Gid going, shut the fuck up, dude, don't you know how to do VoIP? Like,
yeah, but for the most part, it's fairly straightforward to connect to the bridge, literally just through what's called a DID or a direct inward dial. It's essentially just a regular telephone number that connects directly to the box. Another way is through the gateway, which is essentially a third-party service provider, whom we then have like an extra extension or number off of their box. Another way is internationally, once again through DIDs or gateways, and the fourth and final way is through directly into the box over VoIP itself. We currently support both SIP and IAX clients, and it's pretty nifty.
Anyway, well, the
go on.
So we have a local server here that we're doing stuff, and we plan to set up some games and stuff like that. And we have a server hosted externally because we weren't 100% sure on how well the bandwidth was going to work here.
And well, we knew it'd be shitty. I mean,
actually, it's been working amazing. It's been working great. So
yeah, I don't know how much throughput you're getting out of it.
But you mean on your box?
No, on the box.
Oh, that's crap.
Here.
Yeah. But I mean, so we have an external box so we can have people around the world dial into, and you know, either talk in the conference, either talk to people on the phones downstairs. We've set it up so that people can, around the world, dial in and just ring our phones, and people kind of get confused and pick it up, and then they're talking to some jerk in Australia or New Zealand or something like that. So,
you mean Ken?
Ken Page.
Yes, I do mean Ken.
He's the permanent resident of the conference.
And that's pretty much how it works between the setup. And we're adding in more features. We're a little bit behind and very, very tired. But
coffee and beer,
has been pretty much our diet.
They can bring it. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Funnest thing for me so far is the ATAs that we're using actually allow us to use pulse dial telephones without any extra stuff going on.
They do they convert the pulse to the DTMF needed.
Yeah.
Or
did you ever figure out how to do star and pound?
No. Does anybody know how to use a pulse dial phone to dial star or pound? Anybody know?
I thought it was like 11 or 1-1 real quick, but
it's 1-1.
Is it 1-1?
I tried that. Yeah, I'm gonna try it again. It's totally possible. Yeah.
Oh.
Can you do that in the menu? I think I tried it in the menu, and I think it's like dial 9 to get to the menu, right?
Right, right.
And then I tried to dial something from there, and it worked.
Huh. Oh, did you try to just do 9 and then try to dial a phone number after you dialed 9? Right. What was one?
One is the something interesting. Yeah. No, actually, here and there throughout the day today, we've been kind of troubleshooting things and kind of, you know, you might have picked up a phone that was being worked on or, you know.
Yeah, I was redoing all those cables. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, actually, a lot of the Ethernet cables we had to work with weren't very cool. So
we've replaced them. Once again, like, we only started really putting together the IVR yesterday. So
yeah,
most everything that you're seeing on there is the result of the last 24 hours.
Well, it's on the fly and for what we need. I mean, we're building the features for what people are asking for.
Yeah,
what
it's entirely cool the result here. Of our last-minute procrastinations.
Well, if you guys have any of your own phones, too, feel free to come up. And we got a couple extra ATAs, and we'll even unplug something that's already there. And you can try it out and mess around and stuff. Or if you have a feature set or anything like that, you know, go ahead.
If you make an international call from here, do they get charged for
nothing? No, it's all free.
Only, yeah, they would only be charged for if their service provider would charge them for an inbound call. Okay. Basically, we're not collecting any rates on these, and we're actually paying out of pocket for this service. Actually, be approximately how much money have we spent today?
Today, I looked at it, we have spent, I think it's about $6.50.
Yeah, you guys need to make more calls.
Yeah, so we need a lot more calls.
$100 or something?
Yeah.
So come on, guys. Call. Someone international, go call them.
Yeah.
How do you fund this? Because I'm guessing at some point it might get expensive either.
Like, with our cheap American dollar?
No doubt.
It's
no, like,
being American.
Literally, like, the bandwidth is graciously donated from Beav and his work.
Oh, and actually Rodent, too.
And Rodent. Yeah. And
yeah, the box for Telefreak, we got that from a co-location in Dallas, and that's through Teal Networks.
Yeah. Now, the DIDs are actually oftentimes free for us as inbound providers, as CLECs tend to make money off of long-distance charges to those DIDs. So we actually don't pay a cent for it. In exchange, your regular phone company is already making the rates just through normal service.
Yeah, and we're gonna pull up some inbound tomorrow, big time. So.
Sure. No. And they just offer just a DID that goes via SIP or IAX to wherever you point it. So we point it to the Telefreak Asterix box.
And literally all that does, it just takes a regular phone number and sends it into a VoIP protocol. And we just pick it up wherever we have our Asterix box hosted.
And we're also using SIP Broker, which gives us a lot of international inbound, like all over the world. If you're sitting in Argentina, mm-hmm. you can dial in and whatnot.
That's a local.
Yeah.
So what did you say you guys did that was advantageous for them to do a free DID?
We signed up for their service.
Terminate their calls.
No, the companies, they make money off the inbound termination, either via tariffs or via long-distance termination. So we get the DID for free inbound.
Yeah, for
so
instance,
we don't make any outbound calls with it, and so the CLEC that offers the DID, they make like chump change off of it mm-hmm. by giving us free inbound.
So if I wanted just to pick up a phone
number? You could pick up one DID and point it to wherever you wanted via SIP or IAX and do just that.
Yeah, you can literally get a free VoIP telephone number just by signing up for
free
a
inbound.
Service like...
One of them
actually,
is called IP call.
IP call, SIP broker, IX tell.
If you take a look at the web page that I have displayed right now, it's our DID access page. And on that page, we actually say who our provider for each one of these DIDs is. SIP number is just one that I recently found. There's Stanifone, there's IP call. So I mean,
I don't think Stanifone's accepting new.
Stanifone.
Actually, we just got Stanifone number tonight.
Cut them
down.
Oh,
did they set it back up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the one we have. We have a telephone number specifically for the conference, so that it makes the phones ring. Give it out to your friends. Say, hey, I'm standing next to the phone. Boom. Or whatever. Give it to a pizza delivery guy. Put on the street.
Good idea.
Yeah, maybe get some interesting
it's
calls.
It's nice for anonymizing yourself, for instance. You know,
if
you don't want to give out your cell phone number to Hope attendees, it's probably a good idea to just forward it all through your Asterisk box through one of these free DIDs.
Mm-hmm. To jump in for a second, since you all know how we can abuse our callers and all of our problems we've been having, we've kind of jumped over one of the most important aspects of the actual project, and that is the conference itself. In essence, it really brings back the old school freak community, and a perfect example of that is in China when the Great Firewall went up. We had callers coming from all over China calling into the conference and talking to us about things that were not being reported in the major media outlets. We were the first to know, you know, because people found their way around the firewall to call our conference, beating their own system. And that, in essence, is really what Project Telefreak is about, is that
I think that Telefreak kind of embodies a libertarian idea of being able to have free speech no matter where you are in the world. So despite being in America, being in a foreign country, so long as you have internet access or telephone access, you can share your opinion or hear the opinions of others. I think that is a really important thing that a lot of people tend to overlook in Telefreak.
We want everyone to be able to use it. We want it to be free. And we're not interested most in pushing of all, our politics on anyone else.
That's so. What it's all about, you know, just having a bunch of guys just sit around drinking beers all night on the conference, just
well,
shooting shit.
Well, beer all night.
Yeah, I do too.
I mean, it can be pretty fun. Like, I've come up with some really creative stuff just by sitting around talking with Sleestack on the phone. Yeah,
beer makes me smarter, man. It's weird.
Well,
I don't know. It's like a vitamin or something.
It helps slow down the brain a little bit. Yeah, helps maybe. You focus. Yeah.
Any other questions at all?
One in the back. Do you guys have any actual PSTN
lines? Yes. We used to.
Yeah, actually, no, we used to.
Yeah, we used to have one? No, that
one. I had to kill that one when we moved that office.
Well, then I'll get some up.
Yeah.
Okay.
We used to have some up, but you know, through maintenance and the changes of topology and time, you know, I thought we had some up, but
yeah,
it's possible we can do that and do like free inbound on it, but. Well, why not? You know, it's just, you know, use that type of equipment. You know, not a lot of people are doing it anymore until you have it. Like, we got the junk laying around. It's like, hey, I got a DID with a phone line. Hey, I'll plug it in. Telefree.
Well, there's, yeah, actually, there's one other service out there, too, that's loosely connected with Free Will Dial-Up. That's I was trying to remember the name of it. I know what it does, but FWD Out. That's the name of it.
I think they shut that down. Yeah.
No, it's still around, man.
I think they changed names, didn't they?
I was just there the other day. So, anyhow, that service, if you have a free line, you can share it using asterisk, and essentially accrue credits over a period of time. And for like, I think it's for every call that passes through your line, you get 10 credits, and you can dial anywhere that their dial plan will work in. And that's everywhere. It's a large list.
Sort of like torrent for telephone calls.
Yeah. Plus, it's really fun. It's really fun to back spoof people too on that because actually, that was the first thing I did with it was call out and then to my own cell phone, of course, and see who I was using, who you know where the line was and stuff. And so I called them up. I was like, "Wow, dude, you like asterisk? That's kind of cool, man. You're like pretty close to me and stuff." You know? And he was like, "Yeah, I love it, man, but I can't get a job doing it. So what are you guys doing?" You know, it was cool. So.
Yeah, there isn't a lot of work out there for VoIP these days.
Yeah, it's kind of saturated, but it's fun.
Mostly in India.
Good hobby.
Cute.
So, on the CAM project website, there's a picture that's been up for months now that says Asterix Radio Boxes.
That's Ken's page.
Okay.
Is that Ken's? I think I know what he's talking
CAM
about.
CAM project.
So my question would be, what are those? And then my second question.
All right, well, the first question, Gid a while ago wrote a project all freehand with PHP and just, you know, his Gidness called camproject.net, and it lets people just set up a cam, you know, and it uploads via FTP, and it's just for, you know, cam, and it's easy, whatever.
Yeah.
So there's a picture up there, and Ken, one of our permanent residents, is on the conference from
Australia.
Usually
from Australia.
Ken's brilliant, by the way.
Is it the bottom one right there?
Yeah, he's down here at the bottom. He's the only guy who just doesn't update asterisk. His picture at all.
Okay, I think I know what it is. And there's some modules that come with Asterix if you compile all the add-ons and stuff like that. And it's an Asterix to radio interface, kind of like IRLP.net for ham radio, as well as, there's a couple of them. Echo Link. That one's bad. Don't use it. But there's also stuff for Asterix to merge radio
app
and Asterix. And it's a nice way to do it, but no one's really capitalized on it. Probably because it's poorly documented and the hardware isn't easy to put together. So, you know, ham operators, and they may be smart, but they still got to, like, plug stuff.
Ken is really do-it-yourself, too, and he likes to do things his own way. And I met him a long time ago, and took forever, but I finally sent him a card so he could try some stuff or whatever. And it's just a TDM card with two ports, you know.
And then he buys Zays.
What's that?
And then he buys Zays.
Yeah.
So, and then your second question was if I've done any of that stuff. I've looked at it a lot and been kind of waiting for it to develop and mature a little bit more. I've done a lot of radio to voice over IP interfaces with IRLP, but I haven't done it with Asterix. I'd really like to because the functionality is, like, endless. It's pretty awesome. No, it's two-way with IRLP. Yeah, and so, like, you can either do it from, like, asterisk to asterisk or from phone to radio or radio to radio with asterisk in the middle. I mean, the possibilities are endless with it. So I haven't done it yet, but I've been looking for the code base to develop a little bit more and get a little more documentation out of it.
Yeah.
I just don't have the time to really fuck with it. But
now, the thing about asterisk is that it's a very malleable piece of software that's out
there. Yeah, if you have the time, you can pretty much really...
You can literally do anything by interfacing a telephone to a computer, basically.
Yeah, you can even wipe out a server with it. It's awesome.
I mean, I've met people who have built animatronic robots that interface through Asterisk. I've met people who have built little options to, like, turn off and on lights in their home just by calling their home phone number.
Yeah, we used to have some stuff. Maybe some of it's still up, but like scanners plugged in, you can call anywhere from Telefreak.
Yeah, like you can listen to radio scanners right off of Telefreak itself.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you want to say something? Yeah,
actually, you can even listen to WBAI.
Yeah, we even have live radio streams right through Asterisk off of our main PBX.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it actually gives you a direct interface to just about any language on the system that you're using as well. Through the AGI or actually straight through system calls and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, through either the AGI interface or through the manager interface. You're able to literally control Asterisk or have Asterisk control something for you, which is pretty cool. And the beautiful thing about Asterisk, you know, it's all open source. I mean, we've been free to modify it, fuck with it as much as we like, and just put it out there. We do put our source code up on telefreak.org/code if anybody ever wants to check it out. That's what this page looks like here. It's fairly straightforward. Literally, whenever we write some little stupid script or modify another script, we literally just throw that piece of code up there on Telefreak. At the moment, I'm actually working on a couple of little panels, which I'll probably be publishing right after Hope this year. Basically, real straightforward. It just allows you to see all active channels on a current PBX. Like, for instance, this guy here from the 270 is called into our box, wherever he is. But we're able to see that this guy's coming in through Kentucky, and we can find out all the information on his service provider and all that stuff without really needing to do anything funky.
Like, one thing is... like, when we're using just the normal Telefreak system, we don't give out anyone's caller ID or anything like that. There's only a few people who have access to the administrator functions of this, and that's, like, me, Beav, and Gid, and Stack.
Right, and keep in mind, we don't actually keep it logged. It's just during that current session.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you're connected up, as soon as you hang up, I mean, it's like getting dumped
really
in the log.
Really, the only information that's ever logged is who's in the blacklist file.
Right.
And in reality, like, if they're in that file and the feds come to bust us down, I'd prefer them to get busted too. So, you know, they're in there for a point.
So, a couple things that we do work on together is me and Gid are on the Usual Suspects radio. We do a small little radio show every Friday. And, you know, we talk about sports for an hour. We're not big on sports, but our other co-hosts are. And then we talk about technology and security and politics for the latter half of the hour. And so, a lot of people listen to it via the archive, but we're also. Broadcast live on the internet easily with Shoutcast, and then Saturday morning we're out on the AM bands. So that's a project me and Gid work on. KLAV 11. Yeah, we don't listen to it on the AM.
KLAV 12:30 AM.
So we work on that project together, and so we always troll people and talk about whatever's on our mind on the air.
Yeah, whenever we're bored and just feeling like shooting the breeze, I mean, we show up every Friday at a
open mic night. Anyone's welcome to call in or come troll us on the radio as well.
Yeah.
So, and it goes both ways. The other thing that we work together on is Beav and I host the IRC network for 2600. Mm-hmm. So
just loads of laughs. Yeah.
Loads of laughs and fun. And but that's all about community and just making it work. I mean, all of us work on that together to keep our channels chatting and make it user-friendly, I guess.
Yeah, just try and keep out the bots. That's pretty much it.
And then I think me and Jay Falcon, we do. I wrote a piece of software called iWAR, and I've gotten really interested in calling remote or calling other countries repeatedly a lot. And we do.
They want to be called. They really do.
Oh, yes, we would sit. Exactly. We would sit. Like,
Iran
talk to
loves
each other
getting
4 o'clock
right.
Just talking about X-25. Yeah, like, hey, do you remember Telnet, man?
Yeah, yeah.
Like
actually,
earlier today,
actually,
earlier today, I was sitting like, in the booth up in Telefreak, and Jay Falcon over here had his laptop war dialing China.
Well, you know,
like, what the hell, man?
Hey, they need. They, gotta,
they
need
got
love
firewall
too.
There, yeah. Well, you know, it's tit for tat. So.
Yeah, but Beeb wrote a really awesome piece of software called iWAR, which I'm happy that we're actually posting and hosting that source code on Telefreak.
Yeah, and actually,
he's chosen to associate it with Telefreak is really awesome.
I found a great document from the Department of Homeland Security just recently, and it was an article from their, what was it, cybersecurity, whatever it was. It was about securing modems, and they said the top one of the top utilities, the first one they mentioned was iWAR. I was like, yes, that's awesome.
Put that on your resume, baby.
Oh, it's totally going to be on there.
And it's free, right?
Yes. Homeland Security Bulletin, August 2007.
As you can tell, we're kind of a versatile group of developers. I mean, talking about Asterisk, we're talking about tons of different phone-related programs. We more or less have a very short attention span. So, as you can tell, we're all seem to be working on different projects at the same time, but at the same, you know, collaborating on the conference itself to bring it all together in the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like this entire conference, everything that you're going to experience in the Telefreak booth will literally have been made up on the fly. Like, almost none of this stuff was pre-planned. Like, we literally showed up the day before and said, hey, let's just start
let's
putting it all
asterisks.
Together.
Let's do some
asterisks. We literally got on the conference
the only,
and said,
the only
let's
pre-planning
do this.
Was like, okay, yeah, we're going to be buying this equipment.
I think you planned enough to crack.
No, I think
beer.
That we like bought a like few hundred T-shirts or something like that. Is that
yeah,
right?
We have some T-shirts. So if you want to be all telephonic with us, you can buy yeah. those. We're not like we're making money on those. We're actually going in the hole on those. So just buy
yeah. And there were some shot glasses way back when, but I think those are going to be kind of a collector's item for the elite few of Telefreak.
Yeah, we're looking for ideas for contesting, too, because tomorrow we're going to focus a bit on inbound and contesting.
Yeah, this is entirely based off of ideas. Like, it's all last-minute changes.
Yeah, we're going to give points for the most amount of contacts made versus how long the contacts were and that sort of thing.
Maybe the longest call, or not like time, but like distance.
No, I think the DTMF thing's a better idea.
Yeah, that would be like random digits generated over, you know, an
for
interval.
For DTMF and here identify them and...
Yeah.
Right. I thought that was the whole idea.
Yeah, can anyone read DTMF by ear?
I can for the most part.
We'll have a contest for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Be ready to drink when you're done.
And how many
you know, when you use something long enough, you kind of get used to the sound of it, I suppose, you know.
That's cool sound of it.
Yeah, you can kind of pick up DTMF if you really listen for it.
Kind of.
Telefreak Simon says, yeah.
There you go.
So is there anything we could learn by looking at your extensions.com for your SIP.com or anything like that?
No, that would be kind of private.
I think Beeb has like a weird AGI going down right now.
But sure, we're always willing to share any of the knowledge or any of the experience that we have, and that's what we do.
Yeah, like most of that stuff, you'll probably actually, more than likely, you'll probably see like the source code of everything that we've done here, like any software that we've written just for the Hope project so far, anything like that, we'll probably be posting pretty soon.
And the reason why I say that is because just by the nature of the configs of Asterisk and the way that it's set up,
right,
there's a lot
like
of
admin
information in there that's confidential. But
But
the special
you know,
ways
if there's
that we set
like an exploit
and,
for one of my panels, I don't exactly want to release it during the middle of the conference when everybody is using it. So, I mean, it's probably a good idea to hold off on that until after. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it always helps to look at a clean extensions file without any of the original comment code in it.
Yeah, plus, you know, we'll talk about it all day, man. You can come upstairs and talk about
like
phones.
I'll bitch about
Digium
all day
long.
That's what we have. I mean, we've got our own bridge. Anyone can call us and we'll just talk with you. So, but we keep this, though, in mind. We've had like a bajillion people call us who like just set up Asterix. And so not like we're like, RTFM, motherfucker. But but the simple stuff, yeah, we'll be like, hey, just go look at that. And
yeah, like we're always interested in helping out as best we can, but only to an extent where it doesn't involve
too
much time.
Yeah, like Ken, I mean, he has a lot of great ideas and he's very innovative and whatnot, but a lot of times if he's new to something, he'll just try to get you to do it for him.
Yeah,
and we don't play that game very well.
Yeah, we don't like to play that game. Call me the clown, don't play that.
Yeah, Ken's going to hate her guts after this game.
He's never
going to
call.
He's actually like updating one of his cameras now on Cam Project, it appears.
Yeah, I was thinking about updating my cam while I was up here. Yeah. But
by the way, camproject.net is just like a little thing I've just been tinkering with building for a while now. And
it's kind of just yet another project that...
Yeah, like I don't already have like 12 dozen of them already.
Yeah, I was going to make a comment actually on the software that you're displaying there too, the management panel. Is
yeah,
that
like,
what you call it?
I haven't even shown you guys this yet, have I?
The new one, right?
Well, yeah.
That is not publicly accessible in any way, shape, or form, just so everyone knows.
Actually, this one will be soon.
I'm talking about in use.
But that's currently, it's yes. For a manager. Yes, this kind of item, actually, the specific one that I'm displaying now, is actually a heavily, heavily stripped down copy of one that I had been working on for a while. Basically, you'll see that I'm actually hiding the actual extension of every telephone number in this display. This is just so that some people have privacy who have called into our system. But I will be publishing the original source code to this.
But it is for administration is what I was stressing.
It is for administration and basically anybody to be able to look through their logs. But yes, only administrators should have access to something of this good of statistics.
Yeah, you want to lock that down nice and tight.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we're really big about that. We don't want to give up anyone's privacy or their phone numbers. Even the assholes that call in who are trolling us on the conference and just, you know, screwing off or whatnot, we're not interested in dropping their DID, their caller ID or whatnot. We'll ban them, we'll block them, we'll talk smack.
Only if they're real assholes we might drop their...
But freedom of speech is big, you know. It's big for us. It's big for me.
Well, I mean, maybe if it's the PLA, we'll drop all their docs.
Freedom of speech and privacy.
No! Just kidding.
Yeah, I think that privacy should count just as much as freedom.
In the back.
Have you guys played with any of the, was it NGCPA, the video teleconferencing stuff in
Asterix? I have not.
I haven't either. No.
Yeah,
I've tinkered with some of
the stuff that's involved in SIP, but that's been about it.
Jay Falcon.
That goes back to like the...
I mean, I've been trying to piece it all together, last few months.
Yeah. You guys are giving really panel broken. Tomorrow, right?
That's the thing. It's like Asterix is a great software platform, but there's a lot of things that are still definitely work in progress.
Yeah,
so
sort of like that.
Some of those other protocols and codecs for the Cisco stuff is not complete, like the Skinny, the MCGP, and all that. It's not really usable. It's insecure, and the feature set's not there.
Asterisk
really
is constantly changing too.
Yeah,
like 24/7. Like every time you look around, Asterisk has changed. But they're signaling us to stop here, so we better finish up.
I was talking to Sleestack about this earlier, but I mean, it's not as bad nowadays. But I remember literally having a bug issue with Asterisk, and then saying, "Well, I'll just pull down the latest," subversion, head or SV, or I think it was SV, or
CVS,
thank you. And then pulling that down and be like, oh crap, that totally fixed that bug. Oh wait, now there's two fucking more bugs to deal with.
Yeah.
Just dealing with that all the time. And, I still see even that occasionally.
And
it's like a game of chess, man.
Yeah. I've done a lot of commercial installations for Asterix, taking out old Nortel systems and replacing them with Asterix voice over IP systems, and I've had difficulties with their code, even their release stuff, where there's a little bug, and I have to work with Digium and their open source people and their commercial people to get them to fix stuff. Their software's great, but there's still a lot of flaws that they have to work out in commercial environments or to be extra stable and compatible. And
Is it superior to the other ones? Because there's a couple, there's like
yeah, they're There are other open source PBX platforms that are out there, like Trixbox and
Trixbox is based off Asterisk, actually.
Yeah.
I'm not really fond of any of the other ones.
But,
the only ones I've been able to use commercially and successfully just fooling around privately in experimentation is Asterisk.
Yeah.
The support's there, and it's constantly changing to get fixed and better.
Yeah, from anybody who can code from their standpoint, it is the most malleable operating or the most malleable PBX that I've ever seen personally.
And there's a ton of support for it there.
Oh yeah.
There's us on irc.2600.net, and then there's pound asterisk on Freenode, and thanks.
Yep.
So there's a lot of people chatting IRC about it, talking about it, and are willing to participate and give support for it. And then you can also get commercial support for Asterisk as well. So not to plug those guys. They don't need any money.
We're actually vyp-info.org also.
Yeah,
it's been around for a really long time.
My number one resource for any problem with Asterisk has been
there's a lot of great info. Config examples and lists of providers in terms of DIDs and ATAs and equipment and outbound trunks, all that stuff. So. It is. It's true. Yeah. Although sometimes it comes back around, too, though, because a lot of times things, it seems like to me, like fall off. And then you go back there, like we were just talking about that earlier with something, like all of a sudden it's back. You know, it's just weird. But, yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. It does get outdated. And it is kind of like, you know, it's a wiki, basically. So it's kind of community generated, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's good stuff still. Like, and some of the old stuff actually kind of leads you to maybe solve a newer problem even, you know. Anything else? Anybody want to ask?
What's that?
Which one of us does the VMS stuff?
Right here. Yeah.
The beef.
That weirdo on the end.
Yeah, and I also do, me and Jay, we all do weird shit. Just kidding.
We do.
We do the VMS stuff, and me and Jay Falking are giving a talk tomorrow. It's going to have a lot to do with X25 networks and using VoIP and connecting and using modems, and it's going to be, I think, really
interesting. Are you going to be showing off iWAR tomorrow by chance?
Briefly, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
90% of it, maybe, thereabout?
Just briefly.
Just leave it war dialing the whole time.
I think, yeah, we'll just have it on the screen. Just,
yeah.
You know, just go.
What do you think?
China, Pakistan? Iran.
I think that's a bad
cool
idea.
Cool stuff from Iran.
No, actually, we weren't getting any good stuff from
Iran. You're pulling all the
unless
stuff
you call
from
it
Iran.
Fax machine, cool stuff.
I'm sure I could fax some fun stuff to Iran.
Yes, that is correct. Hacking International Networks through VoIP.
Yeah, and it's always fun to listen to you guys chat about it and talk about it.
Pretty much between us, me and Jay Falcon, like when we sit around and we're talking about, hey, man, what's a DNIC for, INET in India and everybody else is around us were like such dorks. They're like, what the hell are you guys talking about? We're like, God, you gotta try
this. If there's anything that you're gonna take from Telfreak if you ever join the conference, is that there's generally some interesting conversation going on, even if not everybody is talking. You can generally get a couple of really weird people on there talking about some really interesting stuff.
Always.
Tom.
Shoot. Yes, it is.
Amen.
Oops. if you're trying to like brute force a pen to get to dial out or whatnot, typically what people do, and I think Jay Falcon, you can back me up on this, is you'll set up IWAR to just call the same phone number and repeatedly try pins, and then try to dial out and get a carrier on the other side, so that you'd have a way of knowing that the pin was correct or not.
Basically, what you'd have to do in IWAR would be to like set up IAX2, so you can listen through your headset, your iPhone, or whatever.
Well, actually, I was thinking about through a modem in that way.
The
voicemail
problem is the response. That's the thing.
Of course, you'd run IWAR as many instances as you want. I mean, But yeah, that shouldn't be a problem to do. I mean, but it's not threaded to speak that you could just start at one instance of IWAR and have it spawn off 4,000 processes trying to do it. So you would have to, throw it in the background and just make a script file to just go through and do it for you.
Yeah. Also, you guys can bug us on these questions tomorrow. Like, we're going to be here all week, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you can catch us on 2600.net, the IRC mm-hmm. network, or just call into the bridge, or just come by the table.
Pound Telefreak on irc.2600.net. Yeah. Head up telefreak.org if you just want to get in contact with us. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah, get your free phone calls while you can get them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we got free plenty of money calls, in there for now. So. Yeah.
No.
If you pay for it, yes. If you're going to sit at the table.
Nice.
Very pretty towns.
All right. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, it kind of looks like we might be done. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank you.